And we're live.
If you want to be truly great at something, my advice to you is to build friendships with people who are similarly driven, maybe not in the same area, maybe in a different area, but who are at a similar level of experience and success. Now, I met Brad back in, mid-2000s in the SidePoint forums, and I met a bunch of my small circle of friends in that community. And when I look back on that time, what I see is a group of people who was driven, but wasn't there yet. They weren't new, they weren't veterans, they were on the path. And when I look at the things that we've done in the last 10 odd years, you know, I'm very proud of what that group has accomplished. You know, we started at the bottom, now we're here, and we've got, you know, a lot of unfinished business yet to be taken care of. But you can't cheat the bottom. And I think that's what a lot of people try to do when they enter a space, because they want to be friends with the people at the top. The problem is that the people at the top, they already have their friends. They already have the people they know and they trust, the people who were with them before they got to the top, before, you know, people who were on the journey with them. And I think that's what you need to find. You need to find people that you can grow with, people who can help you grow, people you can help grow, and people who will take the journey with you. I'm Patrick O'Keefe, and Dragcast starts now.
From the depths of internet magic and the bowels of WordPress Nation, it's tough.
You know what time it is.
All operators are busy at this time. Please hold. Drad.
For the Dradcast, bringing you the latest in WordPress news, events, and fizzy pop. Talking shop with community leaders and innovators.
Ultimately letting smarter people run the show weekly.
Yes! Now, we bring you your favorite Santan alumni. The craziest prior military geeks you'll ever meet. Your favorite WordPress personalities, Dre Armada and Brad Williams. Sit back, folks, grab something to sip on, and get ready to press on. The Dradcast starts now.
Booyah! All right. We are back with the best podcast on the history of the internet, and that might be debatable, but I like saying it, with the Dradcast, baby, number 14. Dre, what's up, man?
Holy cow, man. I'm feeling kind of Johnny Cash right now. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm good. And we are here with the one, the only, Mr. Patrick O'Keefe of the iFroggy Network. Patrick, what's up, buddy?
Not much. Thanks for having me. Congrats on what you guys have built here. I've been a casual observer.
Okay. Well, that scares me. Is that like, yeah, the guy down the street, like, where were you?
I've been driving by in a white van just to kind of creep out and like, look out the window, you an ice cream.
Ice cream is delicious.
I saw someone peeking in Dre's window one episode. It's great to have you on, though, man. I appreciate that. The monologue was great. Like Patrick said, we've been friends for many a year, and we definitely will dive into that throughout the show and talk about, you know, talk about that history, which I think is really cool. So, but before we get into that, let's talk about what we are sipping on. And that was Dre's segment, but I'll take it. Dre, what are you drinking over there?
Do it. I was drinking some Diet Coke, and then I went on to lunch and had some Chipotle. And then now we're rocking a cold Corona. Here's the problem. I don't want to step into anything too drastic, because I know that a close friend of mine and you know, the other half of this show named Dragcast will be in my home in less than 24 hours. So although I need a little bit of like pre-party to get this this thing jumping, I don't want to go overboard where it'll leave me in a painful situation prior to his arrival. So Brad, you'll be here tomorrow this afternoon.
Oh, you're talking about me. I thought you were talking about some other close friend that was coming to visit. Yes, that is me. I will be there. We will be shuffling, my friend.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Can't wait. 24 hours. I will be in California, and I'm sitting on the East Coast right now. Technology is amazing.
Yes, sir.
Patrick, what are you drinking over there, man?
I am drinking...
Better be a soda.
Coca-Cola vanilla.
Yes!
Very cool. I'm actually being really lame. I just have water, because like Dre said.
Oh, man. See, I actually
planned.
I'm going
to see this other really good friend who is also crazy on the West Coast named Dre. So I'm preparing my body now.
Yeah, it's probably a good call. Hydrate before you dehydrate, folks. That is best advice I can give anybody. Man, I'm excited. So, hey, Patrick, how the heck are you, man? I saw you a couple years ago right around some crazy headbutting incident in the streets of Philadelphia. So,
yeah, one late night in Philadelphia. I'm doing good.
Always
doing good.
Treat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to be here. I actually planned my drink. I knew you guys did that. I said, well, I'm going to drink something more than just like standard Coke or water, so vanilla Coke. And if I can give you guys one piece of advice, don't record a show in Brad's office because that's when your podcast ends.
I you know what, that's probably a good idea. And I think that the same would happen if we did it at my home here, and I'm not sure the issues you guys might have experienced.
Yeah, well, no, I'm sorry. I should say, for anybody who doesn't get that reference, we recorded Brad's final episode of the SidePoint podcast in his office. So it was already planned. There was no fight. It was...
Patrick was visiting, and we planned on doing it, but that ended up being my last show. But it was special. It was nice that you were there, Patrick, and you know, we had a good run.
It was.
And you actually went much farther beyond my last show. So all in all, that was a really fun time.
Yeah, and we brought you back to close it up right.
Yes, yes. So we'll get into the specifics and talk about all that good stuff. But first, let's talk about our sponsor. Dre, who do we got this week?
Holy cow, guess who just done did it again? We got some Gravity Forms, folks. Version 1.7 released. They've been sponsoring the show. They've been great sponsors to the show over the last few weeks, and we love them to death. We use them on the daily, so it's a natural fit for us. If you're not using Gravity Forms, you need to go check them out. They're certainly the de facto standard when it comes to WordPress forms, and it just doesn't get any easier than Gravity Forms. Some crazy awesome visual form editors, multi-page forms, order forms, conditional fields, all sorts of form goodness. So make sure to go check it out and join the other 500,000 websites across the world actively using Gravity Forms today.
Yes, love it, love it, love it. So, Patrick, man, let's talk about you. Patrick, Mr. I Froggy.
Okay.
And?
Did you have that one in reserve, or did you just plug that in?
I just downloaded it 5 minutes ago.
very very good. Planning ahead is always.
That's what you get. So, that's my frog sound effect. But, Patrick, so tell us about yourself. Anybody that, you know, we were kind of joking before the show, but anybody that may not know what you do, I mean, you do a lot, and you've been doing a lot for a long, long time. So, Let's kind of go back to when you first got into it, which I believe was around the late 90s, or mid to late 90s when you first kind of got into the web. So tell us about that. Like, where did you start? How did you end up in the web? And then let's talk about kind of your journey to where you're at now.
Sure. So I guess I really started developing websites seriously in like the fall of 1998. I started working with other people. And, you know, we as a family, we got online like in 95. And shortly thereafter, I went and did the GeoCities thing. Angel Fire first, then GeoCities. Yes. Oh, and, yeah. You know, creating those websites, just basically a background color with text and a couple animated GIFs. But,
best website ever, right?
Thankfully, all those sites are long gone. You know, GeoCities took them down. The Internet Archive couldn't save them, thank goodness. So, you know, everything's gone. But, you know, in that year, 1998, I started to take more seriously, and I started working for other people. But then, and I should say, I was like, how old was I? Probably like 13 at the time. And then I just found that I didn't like creating things for other people and then it ending. I wanted to own stuff. I wanted to create something and then have it be mine. So I started running my own websites. I started in actually January 1st, 2000. I registered my first domain name. And for those who don't remember, back then they were $70 2 years, Network Solutions. There wasn't an alternative. Register.com hadn't yet gone 1 year, 35. That was soon thereafter. But Network Solutions, $70 2 years. That was a big deal to me. That was a lot of money. It still is money. So I researched the heck out of that name. And I still have the list of names, most of which are terrible. But I picked the best one, ifroggy.com. And I started my own web portal of sorts. I was inspired by Yahoo, still like Yahoo. And kind of built my own portal. Eventually found that I liked having niche sites, focused on a particular topic or interest. Did that, stopped the portal thing, kept the ifroggy brand. You know, 13 years later, I've been managing online communities for 13 years. I've written a couple of books. I speak. I host a show about soda, and yeah, just a bunch of different things thrown in there.
What year did you register your first domain there again?
It was January 1, 2000. Y2K.
I want to say I beat you by like a month. Holy,
well done.
That was probably when most people were. Well, I would say a lot of people in our circles that were just starting to get into web development were probably right around the time it looked. Into domains, and I remember that time when they were.
Although I was 15 at the time, let's not forget.
Oh no, fair enough. I just I was 15. To me, I think it's super rad if I beat you. Like that's a.
You also beat me out of the womb, I think. So let's you just keep beating me.
By judging, I can't win on the facial hair front. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, yeah. I shave every day. I maintain that baby smoothness you guys were talking about.
That's really cool, Patrick. You got into that's it very awesome. Early. So you start iFroggy. I know you have some, not only like you mentioned that you've started communities, which I think is really cool. And one of the things that obviously you have a huge passion around, you speak about communities, you've written books about communities. So tell us that. I mean, what was the first community? How did you get into it? How did you grow? Because at the time, obviously, you don't have the experience you do now. You were just kind of figuring out as you went, I'm assuming. But how did you tell us about how you actually got that community and got people in and interacting with each other?
Well, I think really starting in communities, I believe I started moderating for other people in like 1998, again, 98 for some reason. And I didn't launch my own community until 2000. It was the kind of the forum for that portal I talked about. We'd have different areas and we'd have the forums to match those subject areas. And then, I launched KarateForums.com in May of 2001, May 21st, 2001. I launched PHPBBHacks.com, which would become the largest unofficial PHPBB resource in April of that year also. And I ran PHPBBHacks.com for 11 years. I still run KarateForums.com, one of the most prominent martial arts communities in the world. We just turned 12 years old on May 21st. And, I think it's one of those things where I started doing it and kind of learned as I went. For the most part, there weren't as many resources then as there were now, whether that be software-wise or knowledge-sharing-wise. And, just really enjoyed it, really became passionate about it, learned how to build communities and then wanted to share that, wanted to write a book. So I ended up writing Managing Online Forums, which took about 5 years from idea to publishing, just in writing it myself, wanting to be sure I could write it, pitching it, getting a lot of no's, being held back by the sales of community books that had been released like 5, 6, 7 years ago. Just doing it and continuing to build those communities. I think when you talk about getting people into the community, one of the things, a simple thing that I did and still do is, to find people who I already know who are interested in those topics and then get them talking about it pre-launch. And then it kind of builds from there. Communities build one at a time, no matter how fast it is. It's always one at a time. So you have to appreciate the few members that you have if you have just a few and then grow from there.
How does that translate maybe to kind of some of the things that we see now today in building out of WordPress? There are some products specifically built with WordPress in mind or part of WordPress. BB Press and Buddy Press come to mind firsthand. How does that kind of idea and that premise that you've built a long and successful career around and an understanding, a way to educate folks through your book writing and stuff, how do those things apply to those products that are around WordPress?
Well, I think so. What I've tried to do, even though I've ran that PHPBB resource, is to ensure that the things that I'm sharing are pretty much platforms, they're separate from any platform. I wrote the book about forums. I didn't really recommend any specific platforms. I mentioned PHPBB, I mentioned vBulletin, but it was just for like one page in the book out of 300 pages. I look at BuddyPress and BB Press, and I see, they're good platforms. I think the forum software space has a lot of good platforms out there that have communities behind them. I don't feel the same way about the blogging space. I feel like WordPress has a really strong community and then there's kind of a drop off. And, in some ways that's a good thing. In some things it's not. In some ways Certainly. It's not. But because, if people get too insular or there's not enough competition, then, bad things can happen. But with Form Software, we have all these good options like BB Press, PHPBB, vBulletin, Vanilla, Envision, Zen4o, and several others. And they all have really good communities behind them. So I have to say, I haven't seen a lot of BB Presses in the wild, but I think if they can build that community behind it, people really that are creating plugins, mods, add-ons, that's what I really mean when I talk about community, because what's drawn me to WordPress isn't so much WordPress as it is the community behind it, the amount of stuff that you can do with it that's provided by the community. So I think that's the way that those projects will gain more prominence in this space, because they're really not. I mean, Buddy Press is pretty popular, but as far as BB Press and Forum Software, it's not one of the most popular, obviously. Sure. But it is a good platform.
Yeah, it's much, much more trimmed down, obviously, from like a PHPBB or any of those for that matter. It's very, very vanilla.
Right, which is good, I think choice is really good. I think, a lot of people, when they talk about forum stuff, are like, this is the best. I don't take that perspective. I like choice because when I started, we really didn't have a whole heck of a lot of choice. I mean, when I started running communities, this was like just vBulletin one had started, just PHPBB one came out, UBB was still around, and that was kind of the market leader. And we had all these random solutions. Now we have all these mature software applications, forgetting the social web that exists around all these different platforms, all these different tools, all these different outlets we have to engage with people. The options we have now, it's like, I never understand when people want to say, this is a Facebook killer, or forums are dead, or this versus this, because just be thankful that you have this stuff, because we didn't.
Yeah, if you ever want to have a fun conversation with Patrick, just walk up and say, forums are dead. I know you're a big advocate for forums. I absolutely agree with you, Patrick. I don't think they're dead.
He will heckle you. Yeah, careful.
I do.
No, I mean, I would say go ahead and have an argument in a threaded text conversation, like those on your Facebook wall, and there's a certain irony there.
Yeah, there probably is. So tell us about karate forums. You mentioned it a little bit earlier, but what I think is interesting about karate forums is you don't actually do karate, is that right?
That is correct, yes.
So you have one of the biggest, if not the, is it the biggest karate
forum? No, it's not the biggest. It's one of the, one of the most prominent and long running.
So you're running a community, and you've grown a community, and it's been around over 10 years. You just passed 11 years, is that right?
12.
Or 12 years, wow.
Yep.
So you're over 12 years old now, and you have grown this from nothing, again, to a very nice, thriving community, and you don't do karate. So how did you do that?
You know, I've always been very honest about that. I've written about it. It's actually in my book. I actually looked this up recently because a member brought it up. It's on page 8 of my book, if you pull it out. It actually says it right there on page 8. I run karateforums.com, and I'm not a martial artist.
I will confirm.
Yeah, you do that. I have the Brad Williams collection here.
Oh, wow.
2 second edition copies of Professional WordPress, not just one. Also,
you just earned a lot of
brownie
points.
The WebDev Studios t-shirt. I'm fully drinking the Kool-Aid, but...
What is going on here, man?
You know...
Patrick, sponsored by Brad.
No, okay, so to get back to the question, I had...
What the hell just happened?
Oh,
boy.
Oh, man.
That's great.
Okay.
That's great.
So, yeah, I'm not a martial artist. And I had the idea for the site, though. I love the idea for the site. I had a friend who said, if you don't do it, I'm going to do it. So I said, okay, I like this idea. I like the idea of an online community for martial artists. I like the idea. I think the martial arts are cool, even if I'm not a martial artist. So, you know, what I've found over the last 12 years in building this community is that not being a martial artist has almost been, in a way, a strength to me, because I kind of just see things as they are for the most part. I don't have any loyalties or biases. Like, I don't really care if you take karate or taekwondo or if you practice this particular discipline or from this country. I don't really care. You all have to treat each other this way with respect. And so it's kind of fun that way. And in the cases where I actually need to know about the martial arts, I have a really, really great, strong team of moderators that has been with me for a long time that I can always ask those questions when they come up. But yeah, I mean, I actually had a member just the other day say, I'm guessing you're not a martial artist, which, yes, I've said that many times before. But, you know, there's this thing people do online. They pretend to have a rank that they don't actually have in real life. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, just because I don't know martial arts doesn't mean I'm stupid. Like, you essentially just told me that people lie online. Yeah, I know that. I know that people lie online. You know, you know what? I'm surprised I haven't had to deal with that every single day for the last 12 years. I haven't had to deal with that. Yes, I have. So, you know, you pick up a lot. I know a lot about martial artists and how they interact just from managing this community for 12 years. And I think if you're really passionate about managing a community, that's the main thing. A lot of communities die or cease to exist because someone said, I love model cars, so I want to start a community of model cars. The problem is that when they start that community, running that community takes them away from their passion. They now don't have 100% of time to put into model cars. Now they have 50% to put into moderation, 50% to upgrading software, and that's 100% right there. So, you know, you run out of time doing the management-related tasks, and if you don't like those, then you're going to eventually abandon the community. So, really, you have to be passionate about managing communities first and foremost, and then passion for a subject can be helpful, can be good, but that can't be the only reason you start a community.
Well, and then I think stepping a bit bigger beyond just a technical community or a software and a community that you're building around a specific topic like that, you could look at WordPress and the community that it's built, and foundationally a lot of the same principles apply in terms of the passion that's there driving that project and the community that's been built around it. So certainly I can see where that relates.
Definitely.
Absolutely, and that's actually one of the reasons I was excited to have Patrick on and that you accepted is that, Patrick, you use WordPress, but you don't necessarily drink the Kool-Aid as much as, say, I do.
I only drink the WebDevStudios.com Kool-Aid.
Well, one of the announcements we're making today is that WebDev Studios has acquired Patrick.
They've acquired me?
Yeah.
I was specifically going to say, I acquired them. Oh, come on. Right? Forget about Trey.
Yeah, not for nothing. Let's step back a second. WebDev Studios has acquired 98% of the internet over the last 6 months. So.
Not true. We've got a very
talented. If you write a book about WordPress, WebDev Studios will want to hire you. That's just the way it works. They'll want to absorb you in some way. That's why I haven't done it yet, because I can't be a part of that.
Shenanigans. I tell you, shenanigans.
Someday. Let's quickly talk about one of your newer ventures, which I think is really cool. If you haven't seen it, it's called Soda Tasting, sodatasting.com. And you do a daily soda review. And if you think about it, you might think, well, there's probably not that many sodas, but you're up to 166 episodes. You have stuff listed on your site. I've watched episodes of stuff I've never heard of, stuff I probably wouldn't drink. I think you had like a buffalo wing soda. I like buffalo wings. I don't think I would drink it. So obviously you're doing it for the love, man, for the passion. So tell us about Soda Tasting. Where did that come from? You know, you went from, it's only been around, 6 months or so, and you're already up to almost 200 episodes. So obviously it must be going well for you.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I had the idea like 7 years ago. You can look at the sodatasting.com domain name. I registered it like 06. And I just hadn't got a chance to do it until last year for whatever reason. And I wish I had started earlier. Because what happened was I would go down the soda aisle and I would be thinking, you know what, I really need to start this show. I love looking at all this stuff. And I'm thinking, like, I could try that and that and that. I'm like, I need to start this as a show. I need this to be a part of the business, so to speak. So, yeah, I'm just really passionate about soda. I love finding, discovering new sodas. I think, the position I take on the show is that soda is bad for you. There's no doubt about that. I don't deny that. It's terrible. It's awful. But I think that you can enjoy anything in moderation. So I think that's the way that I approach the show, is I tell people that, you know, you have to enjoy it in moderation. I think if you take someone and you deny them something, they just want it more. So, you know, we take that kind of overall healthy lifestyle thing. Anyway, let's get that out of the way. Soda is great. I love soda. And yeah, I mean, I've tried so many different things. I've had people say, you think you'll run out of soda, but I won't, because there's just so much out there, and it's really becoming a regional thing, where if I go to Glenside, if I go to your area, I'll see sodas I've never seen in my life before, and not just one or two. I'll see 30 different sodas. So, and I'll want to buy them and ship them home. So there's just so much out there.
I can certainly get down with the craft beer scene. I didn't realize there was a craft soda scene. That's
exactly. It's actually the same exact thing.
Until your show. I had no idea that was even – I didn't know that it was regional on sodas.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, do energy drinks make the cut as a soda?
They don't, and it's not – the show is very inclusive, very respectful. You know, even when I don't like something, I'm not like, that sucks. People who like this are idiots. You know, I don't do that.
This, you will die.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. Everyone has different tastes. It's very taste-driven. But no, I try to keep Monster energy drinks, for example, other energy drinks, Red Bulls, out of that equation. I also sparkling waters like seltzers, sparkling juices.
Man,
like,
see, so I just named in this conversation, that's two new niches that you can roll with and potentially build residual income off of. It's cool, man. You can run with it.
Yeah. No, yeah. I get it. I try to, I do try to keep it focused on sodas, or what are generally marketed as sodas. And yeah, there's a lot out there. Like, there is a buffalo wing soda, Lester's Fixin's buffalo wing soda. I had that. I gave it a 1, I think, out of 5 is what I gave it. It's, you know, it's bad, but not so bad. I go on a 0 to 5 scale, half point increment, so 11 point scale. And the one I've given 0, the only one I've ever given a 0 to, is Rocket Fizz Cucumber. And
terrible.
Yeah, let me think about that.
I just got a visual in my mouth, and it was
so and cucumber should be refreshing, you know, cucumber water, just throw some fizz.
Yeah, cucumber water is great, but
But it actually is like this, they added like sweetness to it, and it's like I was starting to get nauseous, and if you make me nauseous, that's a 0. So
that's not really pleasurable. I'm thinking.
Unfortunately, exactly.
The show's very entertaining. I know you have your brother on a lot as a special guest, which is cool. You also do blind soda tasting, which I think is really fun to watch. Where Patrick will compare various different doctor, like Dr. Pepper type drinks.
Yep.
You did a Mountain Dew one, I think.
There is only one Mountain Dew, my friend. I'm just
was
saying.
It Mountain Dew, or was it what do you call it? I don't know what you call that type of drink.
No, a lot of it goes on requests. People request things. I have 156 requests right now for just individual sodas, plus another 10 for different blind tastings, plus another 10 for something else. I put out a show, I get 10 requests. So I try to like knock those down as I can, and so it's very request driven. Most That's recently, great. I did a root beer blind tasting. I did the Mountain Dew and store brands blind tasting because that was specifically requested by someone that I do a Mountain Dew, and I had Mountain Lightning, Mountain Rapids, Mountain Frost, Mountain Splash, and Mountain Lion. I just kind of compared Mountain Dew to them and did it blind. I've done cola and root beer, like I said, and the pepper, some pepper sodas. And yeah, those are really popular shows. People like those blind tastings.
Hey, Brad. Yeah, we're starting a new show, buddy. We'll talk on
that's afterwards. What we need, another show. Yeah. That's great. So before we move off of that, you mentioned the worst. What's your favorite? You got a favorite soda out there?
I've given 5 to 2 so far, Coca-Cola and Coca-Cola Vanilla. It's just how it's worked out. I just had one. What was one? Oh, yeah, Mountain Dew Code Red is the one I did most recently today. That was a really big popular request, 4.5 out of 5. I really like Mountain Dew Code Red. You know, my ratings tend to reflect just my general feeling about the market, which is there's a lot that is kind of mediocre to me. There's some great and a few that are not very good. So usually I'll put something at a 2.5 to a 3. 3.5 and up are good. 4.5 to 5 are great sodas. So sodatasting.com is a website. All the ratings are there. And I've done 166 so far, I think, and 5 times a week.
166, it's a great show. Definitely check it out at sodatasting.com. And I think with that, we'll move right into our pressing topics, which are brought to you by Maintain with 2 N's. Get insane with the Maintain professional WordPress support and maintenance service on any host. They will do the updates for you. The stuff you don't want to do, they'll do it. And you can get 30% off any plan for 3 months with code DRADCAST. So definitely check out Maintain. Let's dive into topics. Any of these stand out? What do you guys want to talk about?
Oh, they all sound pretty interesting. I mean,
segue good, so that's how I'm doing this.
Well, you know, talk about starting communities or building communities and sustaining them. There's been a lot of discussions around WordPress recently, and the need maybe the possibility that there is a need to step back and have some type of platform, maybe go back to its grassroots or the grassroots of where WordPress started, and really provide a simple blogging platform. And what does that mean? Well, I don't know that anybody really knows yet. It's a matter of building that out and getting it out there. So Ghost, which is a platform that went through some crowdsourcing here recently, has a pretty major success, is further driving the point that there is probably a need out there that WordPress may not be filling, or maybe has been clouded because of its growth and all of the awesomeness that it brings. WP Daily dropped a post on this here recently. What's your guys' thoughts on how quickly and how big and large the funding amount was at the end?
Yeah, they did a standard Kickstarter, which is about 30 days, and raised £196,000, which actually translates about $300,000 US in that time period. Their goal was £25,000. So they went above and beyond that. But, I mean, they raised an amazing amount of cash in a very short amount of time, which, like you said, Dre, obviously proves something is there. The idea is good. People want to see it. I would love to hear what Patrick thinks because, again, as someone who doesn't just, live and breathe in WordPress.
Suckle on the teat of WordPress.
Yeah. Well, that's one way to put it. That might be a good show title, by the way.
Yeah. Simmer down.
Not my show. Don't blame him at that. No, I'm just kidding.
We already talked about what we're sipping on, so let's move on.
You look at platforms. I mean, when new things like this surface, is this something you would check out when it goes live? I mean, you feel there's a need for this, or what do you think?
So I'll check out anything, but I'm kind of the kind of person who doesn't really just like switch platforms that often. You really need to push me to do it. And I saw Ghost when it was raising, and I think when it was below its goal still, someone tweeted it, maybe you, maybe someone else. And, it looked cool to me. The thing about it, and the reason I use WordPress is because of the amount of things I can do for it, do with it. Not necessarily in the core, but the community that supports it, and the plugins that are available. That's a big deal to me. That's what I look at when I look at different platforms. That's one of the reasons I think PHPV is still very strong, is because they have this wonderful community of people. And that's kind of what I focused on when I ran that resource, was building up and helping to share that community. So I think if Ghost can get that going, that's great. I understand they're kind of going at it from a different perspective, maybe a minimalist perspective in some ways. And I think that's appealing. Like, we went back to talking about choices. I think that's the case here, too. I think having more choices, different things, some things that are heavier, some that are lighter, some that have more features, some that have less, whatever it is, I think that's a good thing. So I'm happy to see this come out like this. I'm happy that they got a lot of funding. I think it's a great, exciting thing for developers to see that, to have an idea to do something, and then to be financially supported to spend the time making it happen. So yeah, I will check it out. I'll take a look. I think, you know, I'm not likely to switch from WordPress, but I'm open-minded, and obviously I like the idea of there being this choice.
They built a use case. They validated that by funding. It's a funding approach to this, right? So it's certainly not as organic as a WordPress or another open source platform, or maybe historically how open source platforms are developed. What type of undue pressure have they put on themselves to be successful, and how does that weigh on the potential for it to ever be successful, right? Is that going to weigh it down to the extent where this thing will never meet expectations, especially when you look at the collective amount of donations that were given her at over, you know, quarter, third of $1 million?
Yeah, I mean, if you get that much money funding on anything, I think there's going to be a lot of pressure, especially something like this that's open source. There's been a lot of, not promises, but a lot of, you know, kind of ideas around it and goals that they're going to try to accomplish, or hopefully will accomplish. That, again, with that kind of funding, you kind of have to. Like, there's really no excuse. I mean, that's enough money. That's more money than most people make, and than a lot of people probably make in, you know, 7, 8, 10 years in one shot, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, I was in the Navy for 12 years, bro. I will be 82 before I put that much cash in the bank.
I mean, think about it. That's $300,000. You're making 30 grand a year. That's 10 years. I mean, that's a lot of money. So you could quit and just do this 100% for 2 years and still be living very, very nicely. So I, you know, I have high hopes. Patrick, I totally agree with your stance. I like a competition. I think is always good. I've always said I don't think WordPress should run 100% of the websites on the internet. I think that would be a disaster. It's good to have competition. I think something like Ghost can kind of, kick WordPress a little bit and say, hey, you know, you're not always going to be the top dog if you forget that. If you forget where you came from and where you're going, you know, it puts everything in perspective. So I'm anxious to see how it turns out. I'll definitely check it out. I like Patrick, I doubt I'll switch off of WordPress, but who knows, in 5 years, you never know. It's interesting for sure.
Yeah, what I've seen sure looks pretty. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and you know, what I would say about like hype and expectations is that's really on the people who are going to use it, I think, to kind of be reasonable about this, right? And to be understanding as it's developed, and you're developing something for a lot of different people. Of course, there will be people who will end up being unhappy with it. 5,236 backers. I'll be surprised if, you know, what, let's name a percentage, are happy with it, right? A high percentage are really thrilled. Everyone's loving it. Like, it won't be 100% or anything. So 100% right. Of people aren't happy with WordPress. So you have to kind of bake that in and think about it and be reasonable with your expectations. It is money. There are companies that are being given that money. They just dropped a bag of money right in front of them in California or in Silicon Valley or in some other. Yeah, so this is
a lot
of money.
House. I was like, what are you doing right over there? You're like pointing your front door. Just dropped a bag of money off for me.
Yeah, not out back. But, you know, it's a lot of money, but then it can go fast. So, you know, be reasonable here.
Well, it's all in the presentation of it, too, I think. I think it really comes down to the expectations that the developers and the group behind and driving this, the expectations that they set. I think that it comes down to iteration and continuing towards building early adoption and early evangelists to really drive the platform. You need to have something substantial to provide someone at the end of the day, and I think that's going to be iterative, and if they continue to grow that, you walk into the world of WordPress and so on. Build the awesome product that people can get behind.
I think it's only a lot of money if it's only him doing it, right?
Yeah,
so,
well, right.
Keep that in mind. If he wants to bring in more people, then it becomes exactly
10 people,
think about,
not so much.
Well, think about, okay, if you put 5 seasoned kick-ass developers, 4 seasoned kick-ass developers, and an awesome front-end or user experience person behind that, that's not enough money to cover a year's salary.
No, it's not, right?
You know what will be interesting is when Ghost takes off and gets a good user base, I think they're going to be very good at saying no, because
I hope so.
When WordPress launched, they didn't come out and say, we're going to build the biggest and best CMS in the world.
Absolutely.
The goal was to have a blogging platform, and then over time, people wanted it to do this and do that and do this and do that. And over time, it just kind of evolved into a CMS because it had that feature set added over the years. Ghost is going to have to really push back on people trying to say, hey, I need different, you know, I need more than just posts. I need to be able to do other types of content. You know, I need to be able to do, you know, my own custom taxonomies or all that stuff that makes you know, that takes a normal blogging platform and really kind of turns it into a content management system, they're going to be good at saying no, because they're going to be getting a lot of requests that probably don't belong in a blogging platform. And if that's their whole stick, that we are just going to be good at blogging, then they're going to have to say no to a lot of the requests.
Well, it really comes down to a vetting process and ensuring that you have a strong community of contributors and some type of way of getting things vetted and making sure that it does or doesn't fit. We've lived in the world of 80-20 in WordPress, and I think that that's been why this is successful. Yes, it has grown. It has been driven by what people wanted, but at a large scale. They're just starting right now. They don't have a reputation to build on. Neither did WordPress when it forked. So where do you go from there? Well, you know that there's a need. You've got a team behind it. People are obviously willing to facilitate that by throwing dollars at it. Now you really need to start building that foundation and work towards what you're going to put out. And then, again, iterate. You'll get there. I'm interested to see where it goes, for sure.
Yes, sir. So there's another big topic that came up in the WordPress world today. And this is actually very specific to WordPress 3.6. And they've actually, Mark Jake with the version lead on 3.6 has made the decision they're going to pull the post formats UI from the 3.6 release. So the big, if you've been following it, maybe you have, maybe you haven't, there's been a big post format UI integration or feature that was planned for 3.6 that was very, very in your face on the post screen. If you'd add a new post, it would have these very large icons at the top of the post asking what type of content you're going to add, whether it be a normal post, maybe it's a video, maybe it's a chat link. It utilizes the post formats functionality that exists in WordPress Core right now. But it's kind of adding a more focused and direct UI to it to kind of get more support. It was a bit of a controversial feature because the plan at one point was to have that on by default, whether the theme supported it or not. A lot of people, including myself, did not like that. But Mark made the post actually just a few hours ago that is getting pulled out of 3.6. And that kind of was the flagship feature of 3.6. So it's got to be a bit of a light release. Dre, Patrick, you guys got some thoughts on this? Thanks, Dre. Patrick, what do you got?
Sounds like Popeye over there. give him some spinach and let's get an opinion. I don't follow this stuff, so I don't really have a huge opinion on this. I'm looking at the comments now to get a better idea of what this would have looked like.
Do you use formats, Patrick, on any of your sites? Is that something that you've actively used?
I've looked at them and been like, No, I just haven't needed to do that. Like, yeah. The standard format works okay. I haven't gone too crazy with sort of tasting. I just have the shows, and I use a theme that I like, and I just put the YouTube thing in. It pastes. I have a description. It looks nice. Mm-hmm. And my other sites are just kind of typical publication-style sites with blog posts, so I haven't really had the opportunity to dive too far into this.
But that's interesting because you do publish a lot of content. And even though, like you said, Sotation is very kind of straightforward, it still is a very video-driven type of content. Yep. Your blog posts, like on your Bad Boy blog and your community site, those are normal kind of traditional posts. I think a lot of people are kind of in the same boat as you, as where they if they have seen it or have looked at it, they've kind of wondered, what would I do with this? And I think that was one of the reasons why they want to get this UI in place, so more people would utilize it and understand why and kind of expand around the features, which I totally get. I understand that.
Yeah.
My issue I've always had is, I don't know if you guys use Tumblr or are familiar with Tumblr, but it's almost identical to what Tumblr does. And I feel like they're kind of following Tumblr in that, rather than trying to lead the charge in some unique, idea or design or whatever it may be, I feel like they're following somebody, which isn't typical of WordPress. I wasn't a big fan of it. I understood if it was going to be in there. I did not want it to be on by default because I can just imagine I upgrade all these client sites and they're like, what are these buttons? What's a chat? What's a chat transcript? What's a link? Why doesn't my site work with that? Like, all these things were going to come in immediately. There were going to be ways to disable it. So that made me a little bit happy. The fact they pulled it is interesting because it's so late in the process.
I think that's where my frustration comes in. I'm a firm believer that the world's best innovations aren't necessarily from new ideas. They come from readdressing or reusing ideas that are there and attacking it a different way. So I don't have a problem with them using that. I've used them for quite a while without the native UI and stuff that they're building into there now. Do I think that the new post formats UI was ready to be full force in Core? No, I don't. But does that mean that this late in the game, in the development cycle, we go and pull what looked to be the flagship feature being added in the 3.6 release I think that that's a poor choice to go and pull that out now. If anything, at minimum, that sets a precedence for future releases and how they can and can't pull stuff like that out in beta, you know, late beta. Not a big fan of that. I think that it was in a position to put in there, and it was well suited to continue building on and iterating into 3.7 and later later versions. Didn't make sense to pull it out. Being that said, now if this was going to be the case, they should have built this out in the plugin initially, and I think that that might be a good case for future features that we may be adding that are pretty big and that may have conflicting opinions depending on the contributor or the community. Hey, if it gets enough opinions one way or another, maybe we put it on a plugin for 1-2 releases and continue building it there until it's ready to go and we get that 80-20 approval, and then it goes into core.
That seems to be the kind of I think plan going forward, and not really a plan that was made as a plan up ahead. They just kind of stumbled into it. And the same thing with the MP6 plugin in the design. I feel like, and I think it's a good idea going forward. Anything that's a drastic design change, UI change, UX change, anything like that, you know, roll it in the plugin first and really get some feedback. And I mean, because basically what happened with post formats, they put them in core. Everybody was pretty happy with them. Then they did some user testing on some, you know, very novice users, very beginner users, and they had no idea what they were doing. They did not understand the buttons. They were completely lost. I mean, they got really bad feedback, which told it, you know, basically everybody stopped and said, hey, this is not working for our average users. So I think, yeah, the plugin approach, anything that's a drastic UI change, drastic UX,
why couldn't those usability tests been done prior to even getting it into core? And having this being developed on. And that's my point. Maybe something in the development lifecycle and the way that that's set up at WordPress is not good, right? So if we step back and we know we need to do usability tests on these things, maybe that happens as it's inside of a plugin. We get those tests, we get that feedback, and then we build from there. Something's wrong in the workflow there, and this is going to cause... for me, the precedence that this says it's not good, being that you probably have folks already developing for this thing. And that's not really that cool, if you ask me. This might be a small sample of that, but certainly if this were to be a recurring thing down the road and people are starting to develop and put resources towards this, I don't know if that makes sense when it could be completely bypassed and fixed earlier on.
Yeah, I think they've learned their lesson on that. I think going forward, anything like that probably will start out as a plugin, because it happened with MP6 on the admin design also in this one, and it happened in the post-format UI. Sure. Both are probably eventually going to end up in core, but this way they can hash them out. They don't have to worry about delaying a release over one, you know, major feature when people are having trouble making hard decisions on it. You know, hats off to Mark. He says in the post they probably should have made the decision earlier. That's on him. But letting it go further would have been a worse mistake. So hats off to him to making the hard decision to pull it.
Absolutely.
I think it's the way to go. I think most people agree it's the way to go. So you're not going to see that in 3.6, but that means they can get 3.6 wrapped up and out the door and start talking about 3.7 and what awesome is coming next. So that's really the point, right, is to keep the iterations coming, keep the development moving forward, and growing WordPress. So we'll keep an eye on that one, but interesting story today.
WordPress.
Patrick, you don't follow track, you don't install Trunk, you don't look at every code submit that's going in for WordPress. I'm surprised. I guess I assumed you would.
Should there be a closing sarcasm tag at the end of that statement?
Wow. Because
I know you're being sarcastic. I don't.
Were you ever that involved, like when you're back in PHPBB? Did you ever get that involved in the open source side of things?
No, I'm not a programmer, and I can barely clear my way around some CSS and HTML. I don't. But it's funny you were talking about that, and I remember that just a day or two ago, I actually went into screen options and disabled format, because I just never used it and didn't want to look at it. So I literally just took it off the post dashboard on Soda Tasting.
Yeah.
So, well, how about this? Do you like cake and other yummies? Do you like delicious sweets?
Sure, in moderation.
Anything in moderation. I'm talking to the guy that likes soda. This is good. Well, happy birthday, WordPress. We're 2 days removed from 10 years of WordPress awesomeness. And, WP Daily did a really good job compiling what looks to be about 10 million calories worth of cakes, cupcakes, and all other sorts of fun stuff. Wow, there was parties all over the place, man. I celebrated with some sleep. I saw over 20 softball games over 4 days with my girls at a tournament. And it was exciting to kind of see through my sporadic naps in the day all of the delicious frosting and cakes and stuff with WordPress logos on it. I know that you had some type of event, but I think you did it last night, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, Brad?
Yeah, we had our event last night on Tuesday. You know, Memorial Day, being a veteran, I kind of felt like it was probably better to do it the day after. So we did it Tuesday last night, had a great time, great turnout. We probably had around 60 people. It was at one of the local bars, kind of a tech bar in Philly. We had the works, you know, we had some food, some drink specials. We had a nice big WordPress cake, just like you see on here. We sang happy birthday to WordPress in the middle of this bar, so that was extremely nerdy. And something I can cross off the old bucket list. But it was a really fun time. Like, everybody had a good time just getting together, hanging out, talking about WordPress and kind of the history around it. This post on WP Daily is really cool. I mean, I couldn't believe how long it was. Like, I kept scrolling, like, wow, it's just going to be filling with these cakes. And it's kind of funny because some of the cakes are, like, something you would see, like, on, you know, TV. Like, Cake Boss on TV. And then some of them look like something that I probably could have drawn a little bit better. But it's the thought that counts, right? So even though, you know, some of them are a little – maybe not as polished as the other ones, I just think it's cool people are getting together, celebrating yeah. WordPress, the big 10 mark. And I think we all agree. We hope that it's going to be around another 10 years. We actually joked at the event because the cake was like a sheet cake, and about, you know, I would say about a quarter of it had the WordPress logo, the big circle. And we didn't cut it as we were cutting cake. At the end of the night, it was still sitting there, and we're like, you know what? We should cut that out and freeze it. And then, you know, a year from now, we'll take it out of the freezer and celebrate. And we decided against that.
Yeah, make sure that I'm not at that celebration party. That would be okay.
I get away with a lot. Yeah. I think taking up a big space in the freezer with a big WordPress cake for a year is probably pushing it. So I didn't want to test the limits.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. Happy birthday, WordPress. Yeah, and what came to mind, though, was just the fear in the voice of the people ordering the cakes. You know, you have please, if you do one thing, please make sure the P is capitalized.
Because
if it's not capitalized, I might just be banned from future WordCamps.
Wow.
So make sure
I see
the
some
P
lowercase P's, too.
Make sure the P is capitalized because there will be repercussions.
Yeah, the W needs to be tall and graceful. Does that make sense to you?
Tall and graceful, and the P needs to be big. Otherwise, you know, I might not be able to speak for free anymore. So,
let there not be a seraph on that. I swear, I will
cut you, sucker.
No, we left very explicit instructions. That thing, make sure you capitalize.
I bet you
literally
did.
What you just said. We left those instructions, and they sure enough they capitalized. I was like, if they didn't, we'd have to like fix it with a knife or something.
Dude, I'm looking back through here to see if I see any lowercase p's.
There was, I saw one. Let's not call anybody out here. No, these are human beings.
Oh boy, who did it?
Oh boy, not anymore. They are.
It doesn't say which one they're from. That's too bad.
Ooh, they're lucky.
Not that we would call them out. It's the thought that counts, right? You can't fault the
It's not the thought people. That counts. This is WordPress. Come on.
This is what's wrong with you. You're never speaking at a WordCamp again.
Ever.
Blackballed. And with that, now that we just blackballed ourselves.
Oh man. Well, hey, folks, you know, this episode 14, which iFroggy in the house, that's what I'm talking about, is brought to you by Gravity Forms. 1.7 is out. Two big features came out with 1.7. You can set up as many notification messages as you'd like, and you can now have as many confirmations instead of just a single one performance you'd like. So pretty cool stuff. Again, 500,000 websites around the world using Gravity Forms. So go check them out. GravityForms.com.
That's amazing.
And thanks, guys, for being an awesome supporter of the Dragcast. Man, it's been a good show. Although, dude, what happened? A little thing flew off here. Let's talk about some bar tricks here. Who wants to kick off bar tricks today? Yeah, we need a little segment.
Bar tricks.
Intro there.
Patrick, why don't you do us the honors, man?
Sure. So I will give you a bar trick of a music video. It's the new Lonely Island music video called Diaper Money. And if you haven't seen it, you should. I think we all should be in pursuit of that diaper money. So, yeah, it's explicit, you know, inappropriate, so keep that in mind.
Diaper money. I think I missed that one.
Yeah, it's a really fun video. I'm really looking forward to their album. Comes out June 11th, I believe, the Whack album. I'm a huge fan of them, so check that music video out. Really well done, and have a laugh.
Love it. I will make sure to check that when my kids are sleeping. How about that? Oh man, Brad! Hey, Brad, what do you got, brother? What type of bar trick? You got one? No way.
I've got one.
Let's see.
I've got one. I'm plugging an article on a site you might have heard of called WP Tavern, which is back. And it was actually a cool article that Jeff posted. It's called basically how to install historical versions of WordPress. And he did this in light of, he did the article in light of obviously the birthday. But there is a group of people that have put together some scripts and installers on GitHub. And it basically allows you to set up, it's a mix between Vagrant and VirtualBox, I believe. And it allows you to basically install and set up every version of WordPress throughout history. And you can easily kind of log into each one, play with it, post, you know, make posts, and then just play, you know, see how it's kind of grown over the years. It's definitely neat. I mean, we see these old screenshots of like version 0.72 or whatever the original one. It's just like this white and black, and the button's like, blog this, you know. It's just like, look at that, where it's come. It's kind of neat. So if you want to play around with it, I haven't actually done this yet, but it's one of those things I'll probably save for a rainy day when I'm bored. Yeah. But it looks like a lot of fun. Check out some of the older versions of WordPress, install them on your machine, play around with them.
That is cool, and I think it's a good way to check people. Like, when someone says, man, I remember, I wish WordPress was back, like, when it was 1.2. And then you can say, oh yeah, here you go. And then they'll quickly wish that they hadn't made that wish.
All yours.
Yeah, welcome back to 2004, bitches. Woo! That's true.
Yeah, check it out. It's on WPTavern.com.
Whatever you do, don't put that on a live server unless you give me the domain name so I can go check out what you got going on there. A lot of old school vulnerabilities there. That said, my bar trick for the week is make sure to update your Drupal.org password. Important security update. They were hacked, it's so it seems. So make sure to go change your password. What's that relevance? How is that relevant to WordPress? Well, it's probably a good bet that a lot of the folks using old passwords on Drupal.org or probably using those elsewhere, maybe including their WordPress sites. So if you change it there, make sure to change it elsewhere. You should be doing this anywhere you're at using unique passwords across any platform, any login that you have. Do it. Do it often. Do it long, baby, and make sure you use long, unique passwords. Drupal.org. Sucka.
Very, very cool. Well, we have some events coming up. In fact, we have some events coming up very quickly. WordCamp OC is this weekend, Dre. And we mentioned it at the start, but I will be sitting next to Dre right where you're at this time tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
If all goes to plan. And we're speaking, and we're actually doing the first ever live Dradcast on stage. So that is going to be a disaster. I can't wait.
Yeah.
And Patrick, I mean, we mentioned SitePoint Podcast. We did two different occasions. We did the live SitePoint Podcast at WordCamp Raleigh. So that was my inspiration. I only hope to live up to a tenth of what we were able to accomplish. You were a big part of that. And we had a lot of fun, didn't we? I mean, that was a lot
we
of
did.
Fun.
So. Yeah, we also did a live one at Blog World also. We did three.
I forgot Blog World.
We did live shows. Yeah, and they went well. We had a lot of fun. It's a different level. I'm sure you guys will do great.
It's a little more nerve-wracking when you're on stage and you're like, oh, I'm not in my, you know, in my house. Like,
I've got to look at people, but, like, in the eyes?
Well, wait, this will actually be the first episode I'm wearing pants. No good.
I have to dress nice? What? Yeah, so that's going to be fun. So if you're in the OC area, come out. Say hi. I'm coming all the way from the East Coast just for you. So come on out and say hi to us. What else we got, Dre?
The other upcoming events that we're going to both be attending in San Francisco, coming here July 26th through the 28th. Tickets went on sale. I know that there were somewhere around 600 or 700 tickets, and within the hour that I purchased, it was down to 220 or 230. I'm not sure how they're doing it, if they're introducing other banks of tickets and so on, but yeah, they were going quick.
Yes, I have tickets. Actually, all of Web Dev Studios will be there, so we were having the fun challenge of trying to buy 14 tickets at once, which was fun. But we got them, so we'll be there.
Awesome. I will be there as well. Excited for that. So San Francisco, that's the next one that you and I will be at, and then we've got a couple events here at the end of the year that we'll be also be attending WordCamp Europe in early October, then mid-October Pressnomics 2. There'll be obviously some other events that that we'll highlight as they get closer, but those are kind of the ones that you and I, the Dradcast, will be at. So that's exciting.
Patrick, now, you got any events on the radar over there? I know you do a lot of speaking.
You know, I have done a lot of speaking, but I don't have anything upcoming. I've kind of taken a step back from that, just to work on other things like soda tasting and to focus on other projects. So nothing upcoming right now, but I am, you know, who knows? I'll probably speak at some conferences before the year's out. Just have to be the right opportunities. I don't know if there's any good conferences coming up that I should speak at.
We might just see what we can do. But yeah, if you ever get the chance to see Patrick, he's a great, great speaker. Very, you take it. I mean, you're very professional for one. I mean, you dress nicer than any other speaker out there. So it's always a good time if Patrick's giving a presentation for sure.
Speaking of events, folks, if you're interested in us attending an event locally to you and want the Dragcast available to talk to your awesome audience or to be live at your event, make sure to hit us up, info@dragcast.com, or go over to dragcast.com and check us out there. Good stuff. Let me ask you this, Mr. Patrick. Where is or what is the best way for folks to contact you, to find you, and tell you how awesome you are?
Well, all complaints can be sent to brad@webdevstudios.com.
I see you.
I thought you were going to say Patrick at Web Dev Studios.
I haven't been acquired yet. So I blog at managingcommunities.com. I write about online community management related information there. I host Soda Tasting, sodatasting.com, on Twitter @iFroggy, Facebook, Patrick O'Keefe. I'm on Google+. I'm on LinkedIn. And yeah, email's patrick@ifroggy.com. Yeah, any of those places.
Love it, love it, love it. Mr. Brad, any other closing remarks before you finish packing and heading over here to California?
I do need to pack. I should probably get on that. No, I'm looking forward to hitting Cali again. I love California. I love any chance I can get, any chance I have to come out. So I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of my West Coast friends and meet some new West Coast friends. So definitely look me up if you're out there. I definitely like meeting new people. So other than that, you can find me on Twitter, Williams BA. I'll say Williams Ba just for Patrick.
And I am @DreMeta if you're looking for me, which no one typically is. Folks, if you're going to be at Orange County, come see us. We've got some stickers and all sorts of fun stuff going on for you there. Hey, if you've got T-shirts and want us to wear them on the air, we'd love to wear them for you. So go ahead and send it info over to info@dragcast.com. Check out the one that Patrick's wearing. It's cream, baby. It's dollar bill, y'all.
Cash rules.
Hey, we'll see you here coming soon. I see Jeffro here in the chat room. Hey, buddy, let's talk it up. Maybe you should come chat with us on the air. I think that'd be kind of neat. Hey, no pressure, though. Folks, this is Dre and Brad and our host, Patrick, signing off for the Dragcast. We'll see you soon.
Booyah! There you have it, folks, the latest edition of the Dragcast. If you dig the show, make sure you pass it on. If you have content for the show, want to submit to be a guest host, or just want to listen to older episodes, visit the Dragcast website at dragcast.com. While you're there, make sure you click the iTunes subscribe link to catch us on iTunes.
Don't forget to follow @Dragcast on Twitter, and we thank you for tuning in.
Join Dre and Brad plus a new guest host next week.
Yes!
On another episode of the Dragcast. Drag.